Message number 704. Masonry has infiltrated my church on earth, and soon the schism as foretold will create division and disquiet amongst my faithful servants. Wednesday, February 13, 2013 at 11:20 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, there is a rage in heaven at this time as the crown of thorns descends to crush my body, the Catholic Church on earth. This prophecy given to you in much detail over the last 2 years has come to pass. Now, as my other revelations will soon be realized, very few of my sacred servants will be able to ignore my pleas to the human race at this ungodly hour in your time. They, the wicked group, have begun their campaign to rid the earth of the truth of my teachings. My holy vicar has been forced into this action and will suffer greatly as a result. Masonry has infiltrated my church on earth, and soon the schism as foretold will create division and disquiet amongst my faithful servants. Many have no idea as to the deceit with which they are being presented. Nor do they know that the foundation of my church, the Catholic Church, has been crushed to dust. In its place will rise the abomination, and I will intervene and send signs in order to warn every soul of the importance of praying so that they can discern truth from fiction. It is not the collapse of the Catholic Church which will soon become evident, which will divide the world. It will be their involvement in the creation of a new world church, a one world religion, which will introduce paganism and idolatry. The false prophet has prepared well, and his time is coming. In collaboration with the Antichrist, they will bring the world to its knees. It won't be to God they will pay homage, it will be to the beast. I urge all my disciples, my Christian followers everywhere, to remain calm. Pray for peace and allow me, your Jesus, to guide you at this time. I call on all of my cardinals, my bishops, and my sacred servants to unite your flock and remain loyal to my teachings. Pay close attention to what you will be asked to preach, for it will change. Your homilies will be devised and written for a secular world, and they will have no substance. In a bid to be seen to modernize the Catholic Church, this is what will be presented to you: the promotion of all-inclusive congregations, all religions rolled into one so-called Christian Unified Church. All the outward signs may at first seem the same, but that is what you are meant to see. Slowly you will no longer recognize my holy scripture as new words, phrases, and new formats to the presentation of the sacraments will be placed before you. There will be a panic amongst those true loyal conservative priests who will be alarmed at the new modern format the church will embrace when they will relaunch a new type of modern alternative church. It will be through the network of Masonry, which is infiltrated in every corner of the Catholic Church, governments, and the media, that this abomination will be presented as a great innovation. This is the beginning of the end. My presence will be discreetly banished for the new ceremony of the masses. All the pomp and ceremony will mask an empty tabernacle, for my divine presence will no longer be permitted by my Father. You must remain united if you are Catholic and continue to attend daily Masses and Holy Communion. For all Christians, you must know that you too will be lured into the new world religion plotted by nations who are in league with the traitors of my Catholic Church. They wish to create a secular humanistic facade, a facade which masks the evil it will promote subtly. The battle has begun, but you, my beloved followers, are stronger than you think. I am here always. I have prepared you well. You must, to survive, say this crusade prayer. Crusade of Prayer, 100, for the survival of Christianity. O dear Jesus, we beg you for the skills to survive the trials we now face as the last true Pope finishes his mission for you. Help us to sustain the terrible abuse we will now have to face because of the collapse of the Church which we once knew. Never let us deviate from the truth of your divine word. Help us to remain silent when the attacks are placed upon our shoulders to entice us to turn our backs on you and the sacraments you gave the world. Cover your army with the powerful love we need like a shield to protect us against the false prophet and the Antichrist. Help your Church on earth to spread and multiply so that they can adhere to the truth and help you lead our brothers and sisters on the path of truth to prepare ourselves adequately for your second coming. Amen. Do not fret, my followers. Everything is in my sacred hands. Be patient. Do not justify any of your actions in my name, for when you do this you defend my word when all you need to do is to proclaim my word. Your Jesus.